Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you, who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Thanks for hanging out. Wendy's Big Show, 3 o'clock hour, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM in the radio.com app. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. I'm Baby Tausch, Bill Schmid. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer riding shotgun as well. Anthony Mandela and intern Austin Texas back there producing the program today. 414-799-1250 live at 105.7 FM, thefan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. He's at Gary Ellerson. I'm at Bill Schmid Radio. If you want to do that as well, just go personalize and just go right at it. Just cut out the middleman of at 105.7 FM, The Fan, and just go straight to the source. 414-799-1250, the Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day question of the day. Well, one of the two, because we got a heck of a doozy for you coming up at 4 o'clock, and a little bit different angle that we take from this when we talk about the quarterback of your Green Bay Packers. But first, guys, sports are ever-changing, right, Gary? I mean, the game that you see right now and you cover doing the Uptown Motors Green and Gold post-game show, we joke about it with training camp, but it's a completely different football game than you used to play in the 80s.
Yeah, it's not even the same. I mean, you just start with – let me just say this, and because I think football has changed for the better, though. If you consider all the concussion stuff and
mm-hmm. –
how that's been affecting players. If you consider the rule changes that they had and really letting the offensive player be a little bit more free, now you have more high-scoring games. I think we learned more about football than we've ever have. And you can almost say football was kind of archaic. Now, a lot of people like that
part
about it. All I would just say to those people, just have a son and have him go play football. And then I think you have a better understanding of football.
And of what you're asking them to be.
Yeah, if you have a child.
Yep, that makes sense.
Playing it. It gives you a whole different perspective. Now, if you're just Joe Blow and you watch it every day on TV, you know, college football and NFL, you have no clue. But if you have a child playing it, then it gives you just a more, and probably more of an appreciation for the sport than anything else, and how hard it really is to do, and how hard, because, and Steve probably has seen this already, I think football probably have more of a, you have more guys quitting football than you do probably any other sport.
The retention rate in football is probably the hardest to make sure that you're able to bounce back every year, right?
And, you know, we say this all, I say to my kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If football would be easy, I have every male athlete in your school out for this. Not everybody can do this. Now, you just can't. I mean, it used to, in the back in the days, test your manhood. But nowadays, it still tests a lot of things inside you that
sure.
make you the person that you are. I mean, like the wind sprints and stuff you got to do for a team. And then practices are like 7-8 hours long, you know, during training camp. I don't think there's any other sport that tests your mental and physical capability than football. Now, has it changed? Yeah. But I still think it has changed for the better.
And so that's an opinion from one sport where somebody that played the game a few bunch of years ago believes that it has changed for the better. I tried to clean it up, but it still was messed up.
Yeah.
Leroy Butler also played that game a while ago and did it at the highest level. And there's complaints coming. And the conversation sparks from Bob Nightingale, USA Today, writing a story that Seth Everett brought to our attention yesterday while he was on at 3:48, as he is always Mondays here on the Wendy's Big Show. And he spoke to Bob Nightingale did, a lot of old-time guys, Goose Gossage, Pete Rose, and Joe Maddon sparked the conversation again of baseball changing to a game that is barely recognizable. Leroy, for some of the guys that you played in the NFL with, as Gary pointed out, the game of football is somewhat unrecognizable to them. But for you as a player of football, it's changed for the better, but has it changed more than all the other sports that you can think of in football and basketball as well? Because you love your shooters. That style of basketball is completely different than what you used to be playing back at the high school in Jacksonville when you were averaging 23 a game.
See, for those people, it's kind of shocking to hear that, assuming that. Were you that naive to think nothing's going to ever change? I expected things to change. I expected it to be a change from the 70s and the 80s. Equipment, size. Jerry Kramer wasn't 300 pounds. They didn't have 300 pounds. I expected it to be 300 pounders in the 90s and the 2000s. I expected kids to be bigger, stronger, and faster. For the baseball people, you didn't expect that people would hit a kajillion. No, that's a word. Home runs?
Well, Goose Gossage said, quote, I can't even watch these games anymore. It's not baseball.
You know why you can't watch it?
Because
you didn't
unwatchable.
Expect it to ever change. You thought it was going to always be like you can see walk out your door and see a dinosaur walking by? No, they're gone. It's just a head scratcher to me. I expect to have change. Those are the people who are stuck in the 60s, in the 80s. No, it's not like that anymore. You got to come up with the new wave of thinking. You got to expect that. I didn't expect that every quarterback can throw over 3,500 yards. 3,500 used to be the trap. 100 catches used to be the trap. Not anymore. You can get 100 catches. 1,000 yards at running back. So that's not a great year.
Not anymore.
1,300? Mm-hmm. We can have a conversation. I expect that to change. I mean, I remember that we couldn't have the screw-in cleats, the three quarters. We had to wear the sharks. Remember the sharks?
Remember sharks?
You had to wear those. I'm like, wait a minute, I can't cut back across the grain with these things. Barry Sanders cut back and everything. But I expected change. So for those guys, it's kind of head-scratching to me that you go into, do you actually think they're going to play baseball the same way? Do you actually think the referees, Steve, are going to call it the same way in the 80s when you can hand check and almost push a guy out? Now you can't touch him. I expected to see this, so it doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. I want to see more advanced things. I didn't expect to see a drone in the middle of a football game. You, Gary? You thought you'd see a drone falling down in the huddle? Man, what are they spying on us? Oh, that's a telecast. I didn't expect to not to see a Brewer game. I got to go to YouTube or somewhere to see it. I've expected those things to happen. So if you didn't expect that, I get it. You didn't expect to see two guys over 40 home runs already and still look like they can both get to 50. You got to expect these things to happen. And those are old school guys. They're not going to like this kind of stuff.
Well, and one of the crazier ones, too, is in baseball, and Bob writes it here, in the past 2 weeks, we've seen three rookies in Major League Baseball hit three home runs in a game. Never before have we seen that. The closest we saw was two rookies did it in the same year, Sparky. So as a professional watcher of sports, as you've been since you started here at the Fan when the station started, and doing sports talk radio well after that, what sport have you seen change the most?
I think the National Football League, I think, has changed the most of all three of them. I think you've seen changes in basketball, obviously, with not allowing people to be touched, changes in philosophy of the three-point shot and how you go about that, changes with the lane. They've done all kinds of different stuff. Zone, before you weren't allowed to play zone defense. Now you're allowed to play zone defense. So there's been lots of changes in the National Basketball Association, and I don't really think it's been drastic other than the, you know, essentially no touching policy on guards and so forth, which if that was allowed today, Michael Jordan may get 100 a game on average.
Wouldn't he, Steve?
Right. So that's obviously changed it from that perspective, and all in an interest of driving up offense. And Major League Baseball has been up and down, up and down, up and down with what they're trying to do. I mean, we went from, you know, the steroid era to a short little brief window there where actually runs were down and the pitchers seemed to have the advantage, to now here in the last couple of years, and we're back now to bigger home run numbers than there were in the steroid era. So Major League Baseball can't figure out what they do want or what they don't want. National Football League has made it very clear they want the Arena Football League outside. That's what they're trying to do, and they want huge scores, and that's what they're trying to accomplish, and that's why all these rules that are being made are pretty much helping the offense and hurting the defense and not allowing them to do the jobs the way they were able to back in the 70s and 80s. To Leroy's point, he said, well, you have to expect change. Maybe, but I didn't expect it to go this way. I thought the brutality of the sport of the National Football League was going to get worse, and I didn't think anybody was going to try and stop it. I thought as the players got bigger and faster, hits would become more and more violent, and you'd see more craziness occurring on football fields. Ratings would be sky high because people would tune in to watch it. I didn't think it would go the other way. And to be quite honest with you, I only think it went the other way because of the concussion lawsuit. If that CTE had not come out, I think it would be completely out of control right now. The National Football League, you'd have all kinds of big-time injuries happening and all kinds of big-time problems for the National Football League. That CTE saved lots and lots of people's lives, I think, going forward, and that's kind of what changed the sport. But from a rules perspective and everything else, that all was changed to make the game more of a high-scoring game. And I think that game is far different now than what it was back when they played with, like when Gary played. It was more of a run-driven league and short passing league, and the Raiders and the Chargers were the crazy ones airing the ball out.
Yeah.
And outside of them, you really didn't see it.
Well, because that was the AFC. The AFC was about throwing the football,
winging it around.
Yeah. Then the true NFL or became the NFC, they were more of a run-oriented league.
And now you look at the National Football League, and there are hardly any run-oriented football teams. They're all winging it all over the place, and it's a completely different team, a completely different league. I think if you look at baseball, if you look at an old baseball game from the 80s to a baseball game now, I don't think there's gigantic difference in how the game is played. It's still pretty much the same basic format. Basketball, I think you can see a noticeable difference between the two sports, but still kind of similar. Football is completely different. For me, it's the National Football League easy.
414-799-1250. What sport has changed the most since you started watching it? 414-799-1250. I got a different one after the break, but it is in a different light than the concussion issue of the NFL, because that was a health-related thing, like you said, Sparky, and the way that they maneuvered around that to save the game in that sense, it's probably made it better. A lot of people will still believe that this game is worse when you talk about basketball and baseball. 414-799-1250. What game has changed the most since you started watching? To Kim and LaVoy, Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Got the full cast in here now. It's Gary, Leroy, Sparky, and Baby Tausch with you till 6. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Guys, 1057FMTheFan.com right now. Go there, $125, and reserve your spot, your opportunity to play with a man that was on the all-decade team in the NFL for the 90s, play with a guy that played at Camp Randall and Lambeau Field, or a guy that's covered the Packers for 30-plus years and is the pride of Lamira, Wisconsin. Yes, you have the opportunity to golf with guys from The Fan like Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, or even Chuck Freeman and other local celebrities. $125. It's a great day at golf. Gets you breakfast from Perkins, lunch from Robert's Specialty Meats, and dinner from Saz's. You can get all the details now at 1057FMTheFan.com. September 25th at Western Lakes Golf Club. It's the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant Bakery's Fan Charity Golf Outing, benefiting Give Kids the World. Sign up today. The Brewers lineup is out. It's Lorenzo Cain remaining in the lineup, getting himself back into the lineup, and he is no longer on probation with that oblique injury. Lo Cain said, my oblique's fine, thumb's great, knee's great, I got three kids, and they're all great. Yesterday, you had to think that Lorenzo Cain was going to find himself in the lineup. He leads off. He's followed by the catcher, Yasmani Grandal. Christian Yelich hits third, plays in right. Keston here will clean up at second base. Ryan Braun back in the lineup today.
Okay.
Out in left, he will hit fifth behind Keston here. Leroy, you okay with your boy number 8 going behind number 18?
It don't matter where we at, dog.
It don't matter.
We clutch.
It don't matter.
Just put us in there.
We?
Yeah.
He's part of the Ryan Braun business model.
Of course.
Yeah, I would.
I'm about to name on the front of the jersey as well as the back.
Eric Thames will play first base, hit sixth. Hernan Perez, the third baseman, night off for Mike Moustakas. HP plays third, hit seventh. Orlando Arcia, the shortstop. And Gio Gonzalez on the mound for the crew today. Hey, a 6:45 start against Michael Wacha and the St. Louis Cardinals. 414-799-1250. What sport has changed the most since you started watching? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FMTheFan.com. Louis is on the north side. He is up on the fan. Hey, Louis.
Hey, Louis.
Fellas.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's baseball. And okay. By far, I call today's game iPad baseball. These managers can't manage their way out of an inning without looking at the iPad or calling upstairs for the data. Baseball, my college coach said, this is what he said. There's two ways to play the game, the right way and the wrong way. This game has not changed. It's always going to be the right way. But now you got the shift. Nobody hitting runs. Nobody steals. It's all launch angle this. It's not the game I grew up playing, I grew up loving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Leroy, you say, you got to expect change.
Yeah.
If I told you right now that the top running back in Green Bay just ran a 3.6 40, you would say the stopwatch is broke, right?
Yes.
That's what we saw when I saw Lenny Dykstra hitting 50 home runs and Brady Anderson hitting 52. We baseball players, we knew the steroid era. Hey, something's going on here. If you play the game and you're in the game, you just know the game. You know, all the stuff about the ball being juiced. Mm-hmm. Every year, the baseball is different. I can go to six, seven different leagues and pick up a ball. This one has raised seams. This one is wound a little tighter. This one has smaller seams. That's baseball in a nutshell. But the way the game is played now, it's not fun. You can't strategize. You know, I've seen managers be down by one in the eighth inning, get the lead runner on first base and bounce into a double play. I mean, everybody knows you're supposed to bunt them over to second.
Sure. But that has definitely changed out of the game. Louis, I like what you're talking about with the strategy of it, and I wanted to ask you, do you believe that the shifting should be outlawed in baseball, or do you think that is the strategy that makes it fun to watch in that sense?
I'm not too upset about a strategy because then you just have to strategize how to beat the shift.
Yep.
You know, and that's it. But these players, they're so hard-headed, and they want their numbers. They want 30 home runs. That's why when the ball comes down the plate, they're not hitting against the shift.
Mm-hmm.
They're still trying to hit the ball over the fence because their agent is telling them this is what gets us paid.
1,000%.
The general manager, during arbitration is going to bring up, well, you only had 8 home runs. You know, they're going to bring those numbers up so, you know, it goes from the top down.
Louis, but you said that you played college baseball. What were your numbers, your best year in college?
We got to hear what
you
had.
Best year, I think I batted like 275, you know, 280.
That's
okay.
Respectable.
That's respectable.
It wasn't.
Some stolen bases in there, or were we more?
I was pretty fast. I was a second baseman, a middle infielder. So when I got on, you know, I knew I was getting the signal from the third base coach. You're going on the first and second base.
You knew you were looking over.
Where'd you play at?
Jackson State University.
Oh, Jackson State.
There it is.
HBU, Leroy.
Well, that's Walter Payton.
Under the great Coach Brady.
Yeah, HBU.
Like, you know, yeah. Got like 18, 19 swag championships. I got 3 myself.
Swag.
Oh,
right. Yes.
Okay, appreciate Louis. It, Louis. That's,
yeah.
We got some champions in
the
house.
There we
appreciate
go.
The call, Louis. 414-799-1250.
Yeah. You know HBU?
Historically Black University.
Look at you.
Come on now.
Look at you.
You act like I didn't even know what the swag was.
I think Garrett thought all Black people knew that. He thought that, I believe.
Well, Steve didn't know.
I bet he did.
No,
he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He just kicked me and said he knows.
Awful long kick.
Steve, you knew that. Come on.
Steve would have to get a prosthetic to kick over that.
You didn't know that for real?
No, man.
Not a lot of people know that.
I don't believe that. Not this 2019?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that.
Also, when you send a recruiting tape to a Grambling State and you get back, you don't necessarily fit into the demographic. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. 414-799-1250. Tony is in Greendale. He's up on the fan. Tony,
what's up?
What sport has changed the most since you started watching?
But let me tell you, this is a generational thing. This is one of the best questions you guys asked in a long time because it really, really kind of hits a nerve and rings a bell with me, okay?
Okay.
I'm in my early 60s, okay?
Oh, you're a young man.
So I grew up watching Lombardi, Packers, okay, you know, even before they got real, real good, right about the time they started to get really good, that's when I started to really take notice, you know, when, you know, at my age. And then I went, you know, and I was watching basketball before the Bucks came to Milwaukee, and I remember all that. Now, maybe Gary could relate to me, because maybe Sparky, because he's younger, he may not be able to relate to me like that. But what I'm saying is, with the Packers, it was Horning and Taylor, okay?
Mm.
Bart Starr, he maybe threw 15 times. Johnny Unitas, maybe he threw 15, 20 times a game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was run, run, run down your throat. I remember the Bears sometimes have it. You know, I remember, you know, they're running back. Things like that, okay? The game was totally different. You won the game right on the line. If you had two good running backs, you know, you could control a game, run it down a team's throat. You didn't have to worry about the passing game as much, even though he had some great quarterbacks, okay? So that's totally different. And, like, one of the guys made a comment before that the NFL is trying to turn into, like, arena football, and that's really what it is. You know, the way the rules is in, you can't touch anybody. You know, they love these high-scoring games and these quarterbacks that are throwing 5,000 yards a game and throwing 40 touchdowns. Everybody seems to love that. Where I'm kind of old school, I am old school. Some of my young nephews and my sons that are in their 30s and laugh at me at the time about this, that I don't like all this. I kind of like the what it used to be, but, you know, I mean, I love the game, so I watch it and all that stuff. See, I don't like it because, to me, you're relying always over one guy. Rodgers gets hurt, season over.
Yes.
If Bart Starr got hurt, we had Zeke Brekowski, but we still had our running backs. Taylor got in trouble, I think, with Horning with gambling, remember?
Yeah,
allegedly.
Right.
Well, you still, and you still, yeah. Yeah, you still have.
Appreciate the call.
One more thing.
Yeah, go ahead. One more thing.
Mm-hmm. I say one more thing before I get cut off. I know I've been
get
long.
Get in there.
But I'm now the NBA. To me, it was always a team game. More of a team. Now you got King James, you know, the media calls him. And it's the superstar league now. You got to have a superstar on your team. Now, granted, I only played great school ball, okay?
Yeah, okay.
But we played a designed, scripted offense all the time, okay? And the game was – it was a slower game.
Pick your
and
fence.
I went to a high school game. My buddy,
for Jimmy,
a guy I know, coaches high school ball.
Sure.
Coaches girls. And,
won three games.
And they were really good. This team was really good.
13 games.
Coach, and it was a JV game, and I'm watching – two girls that were amazing. They could dribble. They were going. And then the score goes right through two people dribbling and all the way down to the hoop to try to score. And I go, to try to break a press. I go, who? I said to myself, who breaks a press like that? And I'm at it. And I talk, you know, you're thinking it, but then you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's sitting next to me and he goes, she's doing exactly what I want her to do. I go, are you kidding me? I go, there's a girl halfway down the quarter, you know.
Yeah, you got to pass out of the press.
They don't pass it anymore.
Right.
He says, well, I go, why do you play like that? He goes, well, why should I take 50 shots at the hoop in a game when I can get 100?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the new game.
That is
no doubt.
New
it's
game.
Volume. It's a volume game. Totally. Appreciate the call, Tony.
Totally.
Analytics. I will say this. 20 points back in the 80s was a – hey, man, you were – that was good.
Mm-hmm.
That was good basketball. Now, a lot of guys average 20 points, and they've even pushed that down to what 17 points gets you $30 million a year.
Sure.
That's amazing.
Who was the coach before Pat Riley with the Lakers? Was that Paul Westhead?
Paul Westhead, I think.
Was it Paul?
Cause he's Westfall's a basketball player.
He's the one that came
in
with the
coach
volume.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
With the Lakers, he's the one came in with the volume shooting.
Yeah.
And to try to.
Do you remember that? I forget. Was that was it Paul Westhead?
Paul Westhead, yeah. I think he was with the Suns, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's when all that stuff started. I mean, getting up shots. It is a new thing, getting up shots.
Well, that's what our guy right here locally, the coach of the year, that's what he wants.
Who's that?
Coach Budenholzer. Wants as many as you can get.
How dare you?
Wait, he said, how dare you?
Can you mention your name, cuz?
Well, he usually just calls him Booty.
You know Booty?
When they're talking, when they're going and
I
having
said,
their
our coach
dinners.
Locally, you thought I was talking about a head?
Stop it.
Yeah, they won the NBA Finals in Westhead's first year as coach in 1980.
At the Lakers?
For the Lakers.
Okay.
Well, that was with Magic Johnson as a rookie.
What was their average? Did they average 100 points?
That doesn't
matter. To get out and run that thing.
The
boy.
Amount that you have of guys, and you're right, of teams averaging 105, 106 points.
Man,
no
amazing.
Team in basketball was winning games not averaging 107, 108 points in this sense. And for me, the change in basketball has been so drastic of, I never thought that I would see you be requested to shoot threes if you were over 7 feet tall.
I never heard of a Euro step until now. That's traveling. Yeah. Dr. J took off from the free throw. Back in the 70s, 80s, nasty, they got the Euro.
Yep.
Euro step.
Wait a minute. Come on, y'all can't do that.
You should see the Euro step.
How many steps does he run?
They run. Like 9 steps to take a layup from half court.
That sounds like what me trying to do my ladder drill.
What do you think those guys back in the 70s, 80s are saying? 70s. Come on, man. The game has changed a lot. I mean, I would say number one from hand checking, because I really thought that they wouldn't mind you being in a guy's space if the guy's down on the post and he's, you're just kind of bending back and you don't mind pushing him a little bit. But now, man, they just walk with their arm in the air. It's a foul.
Right, your ability to clear space back in the day was so much different than it is
no
now.
Oh, no question.
Okay, so I'll give you a quick synopsis of the NBA. You are talking about points scored or whatever the case may be. Yeah. If we go through and we look at this, it's just nuts.
It's in the 80s, right?
I've never looked at this before. Well, if you look at the – what?
Should we hold on and get all those after? Old timers in baseball are calling the game unwatchable. Gary, you used to play running back. How many coaches are designing run plays like this anymore?
You look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
Vince Lombardi.
Not many coaches are running plays like that, right? Trying to get it right in the
seal here, seal here, in the alley.
And the spit running right out of his nose.
What we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
They're not running many plays like that in the alley in football. No. They're not playing baseball like they did. And Steve Sparky Pfeiffer has an explanation of saying they certainly aren't playing basketball the way they used to. But what game has changed the most since you started watching? 414-799-1250. It's a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, in the radio.com app. Leroy Butler, Leap 36, in the building. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, in the house. One former NFL player, now college football analyst, is going to say something that might make Gary fall off his chair, or maybe Steve have a grabber. We'll give you that a little bit later on in the program. 414-799-1250. I'm Baby Tosh, Bill Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer as well. 414-799-1250. It's Kim Lloyd. Judgment Day on the Fan. And the question right now, what sport has changed the most since you've started watching? The host of the Big and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show had some numbers to agree with basketball.
Okay, basketball, it's interesting because a lot of these stats for points per game on average for a season, the most in a season was 118.8 points per game. And that was in 1961-62. So all of these ones at the top were in the 50s or 60s for the top scores, all the way down to 115.3 points, which was eighth.
Now, that would be like pre-3-second violation, and but also
no three-point shot.
No three-point, probably none of that. Shot clock as well, right?
I think so, yeah. Right, so all of that. So, and less teams, remember. Mm-hmm. So less teams as far as getting an average. So total, they're playing like 360 to 400 games per season. Up until like 69-70, they moved all the way up to like 574 games. I believe that was an expansion year. So now you fast forward to 1970-70, 112.4, 697 games. Last year is the 11th highest scoring average per game per team at 111.2 points with 1,230 games played in a season. The next highest over 1,000 games played in a season was 1988-89, 109. And then after that, 1989-90 with 1,100 games played, 107. Still pretty far down there, though. And then 2017-18, 1,200 games played, 106.3. You go all the way down to the bottom of this list, you find the early 2000s. 2000-2001, baby Tausch, the league average, teams average 94.8 points per game in 2000. 2003, they averaged 93.4 points per game.
I mean, that is a far cry from what you saw last year. 2011, they averaged 96.3 points per game. 2005, 97 points per game. Same as 2004. So the early 2000s to now, they've made a huge shift and went back to more high-scoring games, you know, kind of like the ABA used to be back in the day.
And the implementation of just strictly trying to get up as many three-point shots as you can and encouraging dudes that are over 7 feet that you wouldn't tell to get outside of 10 feet away from the rim when they're growing up playing ball. They're encouraged to shoot from 25 feet out.
And then if you look at just overall field goal percentage, this last year the NBA averaged 46% from the field for the season, which is 21st in all seasons in the NBA. There, in that category, the best seasons field goal percentage-wise were the 80s. From 1981 through 1986, those are the top four, top 5 years.
That was a very mid-range heavy game, right, back in the 80s?
And center dominant, too. You had a lot of centers back then. You're averaging 49% from the field for teams back then.
414-799-1250, back to the phones. On the north side, we find Keith. He found the urge to grab a phone, dial the fan. Keith's on the Wendy's Big Show. Hi, Keith.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Well, yeah, you guys kind of, I kind of agree with what Sparky's saying. Now, I had the NBA by a lot. Most of the sports, the offensive numbers are inflated. But the NBA, you can't play real defense anymore. When they took out hand-checking from the NBA, anybody who's a ball player for real, you know that that's a major shift. That's like a defensive back being allowed to keep his hand on the receiver the entire time.
Yep.
And then also, you can't, there's really not a lot of shot blockers in the league. There's no defense at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that doesn't even count the physical play that was allowed. There's not even, the center is 30 feet from the basket most of the time.
Or shooting threes.
You have shot blockers in the league, right? So, if the man I'm guarding is way outside the lane, obviously I'm not in position to block a shot. So there's no defense at the rim. There's no defense played in the game. So, and these guys are just running around just jacking up shots. So it's the score. And then the player movement, the lack of loyalty, which I understand with that type of money involved. But it makes a huge impact on the game because, you know, there's not really like the rivalry like the Pistons and the Bulls and the Lakers. You're not getting that these days because
no doubt.
There's too much player movement. So I think the game, the NBA game is so much different, and you have player control to that as well. I think it's by far is the NBA.
No, appreciate the call,
I would
Keith.
Agree with that real quick. Steve, there's no real true fives anymore, like a Shaq.
No, those are pretty much gone for the most part. DeMarcus Cousins, kind of close to that, but there aren't a lot of guys like that.
No, I realize that
that can't shoot outside. It's just all in the paint.
I realize that what Keith's point was
but
when you're talking
shoot
about
a three, though. Shoot a three,
no doubt, and he wants to shoot threes. He averages like 6.5-7 attempts a night. But when I realized Kevin Durant was in the top five of like shot blockers in the league when he plays usually what you would call like a three, then you knew that something was going on in the NBA.
Yeah, the NBA has definitely changed. I mean, Dwight Howard would be, I guess, a classic center.
Yeah.
Who's a
We tried him out. I don't know if he's going to make it, though.
Yeah, the Jarrett Tall trial between him and Joakim Noah, that should be fun in L.A. for the Lakers.
Just wait till after the break. We got some audio from somebody critiquing your L.A. Lakers that Gary's very interested in. 414-799-1250. Steve is on the east side. Steve, what sport has changed the most since you started watching?
Baseball.
Okay, come on with it.
Okay. Well, I've been playing organized baseball since 1987.
Okay. Were you any good?
Yeah. I played NCAA baseball.
Nice.
But I tore my arm. But anyway.
Yeah, that's what happened to me when I played. I told my groin.
We used to play for one or two runs. Bunt, steal a base.
Right.
There's no reason a baseball game should be 15 to 20.
Oh,
one time.
Sure.
But
you're right.
Okay, well, it's changed the most because when I was playing, it was 1 to 2. Now it's 15 to 16.
Now, was that bullpen keeping it down or guys were just throwing more innings?
Well, back then, we played, you pitched the whole game.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, no, the changes in Steve, appreciate the call. There really wasn't that. I mean, you saw Mike Caldwell throwing like 260 innings in a year. Like, the amount of innings that these dudes were throwing in baseball was outrageous.
Yeah, but you can't last long doing that. You're going to get Tommy John.
Well, that's also why those dudes weren't pumping 96, 97 either. Like, the difference in how fast the ball is coming in and the velocity that these dudes are throwing at.
Real quick on baseball, I think it's a boring sport other than soccer, but I'm gonna say this: the home runs to me makes you think, is really pitching, is you do you really need it? This is built for to outscore people. I think baseball has changed, and Gary's been trying to tell me this for a while. I've been ignoring him, but this was what we say, it has changed, because you would think you get one ace, give him all the money, and you send him every fourth or fifth day.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the scrubs, maybe 4 and 5, but they're decent. And you just try to win small ball, you know, hit behind the runner, and you know, all that kind of stuff, and just live with the analytics.
Right, and just try to manufacture as many runs as you can.
Swinging the bat. And I think that's what the Brewers got caught into. We think, I don't think they'll ever admit this, we think with our lineup before the season, we could score 7 to 8 runs at best, at worst, 6. Our pitching, there's no surprise that we got guys throwing. We knew this was going to happen, but we thought we could score more. But what they didn't think, the one day be down 13-0 or losing 16-0 to the Marlins, the one game, Steve, I won't let go. That's the kind of stuff, it's a head scratcher.
With baseball, too, it's fascinating to me in the sense
of. So the baseball purists, say that word for
purists,
me, they're not going to like these. These double digits.
No, they don't like the scores in that sense.
They don't like
but
that.
But in the way that they've changed the game of how you like evaluate talent and the way you say it with giving money, Leroy, and like you are going to load up the big money for Clayton Kershaw's going to have the biggest contract. Yep. And you know, you go back and forth. CeCe Sabathia blowing the money out of the water in that sense. But the money has now gone to who is going to impact 155 games instead of 35 games. And the way you quantify that has been a total changer in pro baseball. 414-799-1250. Last one on this before we'll bring it back and pick a lane is Mike on the south side. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. A little bit out of the box. Like, you know, I used to do that. Some people don't consider golf a sport. Well, it is.
Oh, it's a sport.
I mean, go golf 4 rounds, 90-degree temperatures.
Right.
These tricked up courses. Now, remember the Jordan rules?
Mike.
Yep.
Okay. They had the Tiger rules. He won his third Masters. He was like 25. They changed the ball. $1,200 drivers.
Oh, yeah.
They tricked up the courses. They had a meeting.
Made the courses longer.
They weren't racist. They said, we can't have the same guy win our tournament every year.
You're right.
They put a bunker here. They moved the tee boxes back.
All the par threes are 200 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The game went from a wood stick and a stuff ball with cotton. I mean, this week, the guy with the most points, he's. they did. That's how it started.
Yeah. No, that's how it started. You're right.
Now, the tournament this week, first place. Whoever wins it, $15 million.
Isn't that amazing? God is good.
It's a really cool-looking trophy.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, it just keeps changing and changing. It makes amateurs better. It makes the hackers better. But, I mean, it's changed so much, it's just crazy. Now hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Mike. Yeah. It has changed the game, and the bad thing is I can't afford
those. Clubs? You ever had the wooden clubs, Gary?
Oh, yeah.
The pink wooden little thing?
The wooden head on it?
Yeah. It's amazing.
I had one of those wooden clubs, and when I was on the golf team in high school, JV, lined up for a swing off against our assistant coach, who really thought he was good. So I had this one wooden club that my grandpa had. It was like a 4-wood.
One swing, whoever wins.
I gave him 3 swings. Yeah. I hit two of the 3 balls, at least 200, right down the pipe. He's looking at me like, come on, there's no way you're doing that. I was like 15.
Yeah.
And he comes up here, hacks one onto Walmart and the other onto Highway 100, and the other one just dribbles in front. He'd never been so ashamed in his life. It was the best feeling in my life.
That's what I had. I had real wood woods.
Oh, did you?
Game changer.
Longest time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sure your dad played with them.
Right.
Yep. One of the only clubs I can hit straight. I know that I'll be able to hit straight.
If you go to some of the yard sales, you can get some from people, especially
if you really wanted to.
They're having divorces. I'm selling sculpts.
That's what I miss a lot of good stuff where people have divorces.
That's a lot of good stuff.
People that have divorces, that's a lot of good
stuff. Load it up. I'm getting rid of everything he owned.
Just like we said yesterday at the jewelry center, take that gold, go sell it to the jewelry center.
That's a good idea. Now, that would be a money making idea. You go to a couple of runner sales.
Don't leave nothing over there,
go buy a couple. Go over to the jewelry center. Don't even have to go to shoptjc.com. Just walk in there, and Dean will give you some money right away.
Right away. Old gold jewelry. I mean, Dean will take it. I mean, you know. Now, here's what we're not going to do. Don't go in there and get the caps off the body and nothing like that. We ain't doing that now.
The
caps. You know how Joker got the gold caps?
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, you know. Don't go in there and try to do that.
Don't get a wrench and
spit all on it.
No, don't be doing that. But.
You don't need a pliers for this.
No. If you got some old gold jewelry laying around your house, my good friend Dean Murray, though, he's going to give you the most money for old gold jewelry. Guys, let me tell you where they locate. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield off Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. A new location, folks, in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, you're looking to get, you know, the best possible deal on a piece of jewelry. Well, it's at the Jewelry Center. If you're looking for the best service, I mean, where people are going to treat you right, it's at the Jewelry Center. If you're looking for... I tell folks this all the time. When you go in there, don't be alarmed, Leroy. Right. I mean,
there's going to be a lot of folks in there.
Yeah, I mean, because people know where to go at good places. Mm-hmm. And I was in there the other day. A lady came in there, and one of her friends told her to go in there. And she goes, oh, my God, this is just great. I didn't know you guys had all this stuff in here.
Nice.
She goes, I had been to another jewelry store, and your prices are much lower than where I had been going. So I decided to try you out. And that's what you're going to find at the Jewelry Center. Guys, go check them out today. It's my good friend Dean Murray. He's the owner. The Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, in a new location in Burlington, Wisconsin, Leroy.
You can go to shoptjc.com. Of course, they got people there to chat with you as well. I want to thank Dean Murray. He's always giving back to the community. We had our football camp today, my first ever football camp at Brown Deer High School. Met the head coach today. Nice guy. And it was for my brother-in-law's church, New Life Worship Center. And we had a ton of kids. I expected maybe like 50 or 60 kids, had close to 100. So I appreciate that. And you're not going to believe this, but Sheila hooked me up with...
Sheila from Wendy's?
Yes, she hooked me up with one of the local Wendy guys out there, the 51st, I think, in Brown Deer area.
Mm-hmm.
Brought over the kids, 100 Frosties. I've never seen kids, Steve... Oh, my God! The Frosties are here! I'm like, okay, but I'm talking to y'all. You got to listen to my speech. No! The Frosties! They're here! I didn't know they'd deliver!
No. Leroy, you never speak when dinner's on its way. You should always talk after dinner. That's what you should know.
So, thank you, Dean Murray, being a part of that. Of course, Sheila and Wendy's. And Cops and Kids... I really appreciate what the police have done in that area. They were one of our sponsors for Cops and Kids. So we had a lot of fun. So it's always good to have people come together for the community and do something. And it was one of the best camps we've ever had. We had a few young ladies there. One of them can kick a field goal from 40 yards. Isn't that amazing?
Ooh. Hey, a question for y'all.
Yes.
You led right into what I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. So there's a video on Twitter right now. Carly Lloyd. Team USA women's soccer player kicking a 55-yard field goal with room to spare
55
at Eagles training camp with Doug Peterson watching on, right?
Nice.
Somebody call Ryan Pace?
Hold on. Okay, that's where I was going. So, like, if you're a football team and you're in that mode of, dude, we just need a damn kicker that can kick.
Oh, it's a lot of Chicago.
Right. That's what he said, Ryan Pace. So, would you consider signing – A former soccer player or a current soccer player to come kick for you?
Hey, man, listen, she can make it.
Kick.
Because it's not in a position, right? I mean, if it's Carly Lloyd or whoever, that's not in a position where they're going to get hurt necessarily one way or the other.
She got no kickoff. All she's doing is making field goals.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Absolutely.
So she never gets touched.
I'd sign in a heartbeat.
Right?
Yeah,
you would have to be one of the field goal specialists like
we
used to do.
So if I was an owner instead of Jay-Z wasting that ownership spot, make me the owner, I'd get a lady
kicker. Well, no, your punter would just be their kicker, too.
Your kickoff specialist and boot it off for that.
Right, your punter would be your kicker, your kickoff specialist, and then she would just kick field goals.
Yeah, I'd at least try her out.
I would.
Wendy's Big Show here, there's one player.
You got a bunch of guys to fail, give her a chance.
Well, there's one player in the NBA that Gary thinks should get a tryout for the Milwaukee Bucks.
We're not going to do this. I don't think he's serious.
Wendy's Big Show next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.